Ales, you bet.
Yeah,
they did in advance for the New Year.
There's to be an old year and a new year.
In his stomach,
yes.
He had the green, red cranberry juice, and then in the park, poke him, and then it would drain like the blood, threw him out.
Yeah.
We cried, Marcia and I cried, because I thought maybe they killed him for next by doing that, because you could see the blood drain as it threw him out. Would actually nice in that they knew where to get it.
Yeah.
But they're supposed to be sober at all times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have to be careful. There's a goddamn yeah, hopefully come along. Mm-hmm.
There was one guy in the park night that used to mask. I think it's Johnny Christakoff's brother, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be a bear. He'd cover himself in a bear hide. Boy, mm-hmm. We'd be scared of him.
I'm old talking.
No,
no,
he was a bear.
Oh,
yeah.
In Karlik, remember they used the old year?
Uh-huh.
Where?
He'd walk around during the daytime before the dance that time.
Right.
He'd walk around from house to house. He had a clock.
Oh, yeah.
His hair, just feeling really sad, pointing to his clock. The time is running out, the old year or the new year, and the time was running out. He was crying, and he was mad at the new year coming in, very jealous, So he'd go from house to house. Saying his goodbye.
Yeah.
Saying his goodbye.
Yeah.
It was just
something.
Regular, really.
And then they'd go into
the
poor
Catholic.
This is
at
your
church
at home?
Yeah.
Anchorage? Yeah, because Father Peter's in here.
Yeah.
I said,
yeah. Would he have come back like you see in the picture?
Yeah.
This old dear.
Oh, yeah.
They say those are his babies.
Sorry for the little boy. They would actually kick him.
Mm-hmm.
Mail it to you from Boston.
Yeah. Hey, please put this one down.
Yeah. Send it back. I'll do a couple more. Put
this one down.
People like that.
Yeah, they weaved a lot in Old Harbor.
Oh.
Basket leaders.
How far does it pick?
Well,
say about 2 feet?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't have to get near it.
Well, you should probably get a little bit closer than that. Maybe
so.
you could pull your chair over here a little bit.
That stories.
I don't know which one to start from.
Well, what they want to do is they want to get some more stories about the earthquake. They want to hear more about the earthquake.
Oh.
That's what you just did, right?
I forgot all about the earthquake. How it we?
Well, it was 1964.
Yeah.
We were not far from that. That's when they had a big earthquake.
In afternoon? What time?
No, it was in the evening. That's when we were going to the other side to go to the movie.
What time was it?
We were there about 7 o'clock.
Oh, we were getting ready at 6:30 then. It shook, but...
Not right away, not till after we got to the other side, to our side. We turned back and we went home. Mm-hmm. But the water started coming up, you know, as we were going by that little graveyard. Uh-huh. But we just passed through and the water came up. The first wind.
I used to look out from the window. Our window in Waterfront was far then, you know, from our place. And I was looking at the water. How come the tide was supposed to be out? And it's in. I told her, look at that. Yeah, she was getting ready to see that movie, you know, the crucifixion. She was all... We were getting right, all were talking about going to see that movie, you know.
Mm-hmm. The South End.
So, everyone said, I was wondering, look at the tide. Tide is running real fast. Something's happening. And by that time, Earth shook. Earth shook.
Mm-hmm.
She was making pie in a hurry. I guess she was walking out with the pepino, whatever he was cooking.
Lemon pie
she was making, yeah. Staggering along in order to make it out. So it don't spill around, you know.
Uh-huh.
And well, tide went out. All of a sudden the tide went out. And what was that? More than usual. I said, something is going to happen.
Well,
let's get going. Let's go to the community hall and see that movie then. And our boy had a car, a little Ford, you know, he had. So we rode with it. And we got as far as the church building. And the water started coming back up again. That's strange. Water was just out and almost to the road already. I said, let's journey back. Something is going to happen. So we turned back and just made it before it got up above the road, you know,
uh-huh.
Because they're riding fast. Pretty drove a little faster than usual. The roads are no good over there.
Right.
To drive fast.
Uh-huh.
But anyhow, we escaped from the getting wet. And Willis Nelson was coming. We didn't know Willis was coming to Alley Townside. They lived on the other side. On the, they called it the Revna side. I don't know what it meant. But anyhow, to escape from the water, he tried to make it, they rushed to other town sides because there was hill was closer,
mm-hmm.
the hill, mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people were getting ready to run away, to run up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
So we come in, while we're getting ready, I said, take all the groceries you can pack, what mm-hmm. we have. And because tide comes in here, we'll lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we stuck the box and we went and rushed up to the hill first, to where the Russians got the buildings now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did you see them?
No.
Way up there, quite it was up there at a higher spot. There.
Uh-huh.
We're going to leave them over there. So, Freddy. Who was the other guy? Matt Albert? Helped him store a flower we used to have in the lower shed, below the house. We had a shed where our little machine was light plant. And We kept our flour there, our deep freeze over there, close to the power. So they figured to put the flour up in the attic, you know, in our place. Throw them into the attic, you know. Heavy stuff, 50-pound piece, two of them, 100 pounds. Gunny, they used to call them, burlap sack. Two of them in there, 100 pounds. I had three or four of them, and sugar. And about 100 pounds of sugar. They put them up there. Whether the tide take them out or not, we chances anyhow. Tide was coming closer and closer above the road and closer to the house, and said the way better beat it. Tide is going to flood all over the place, you know, town. So, yeah. We rushed over. It was getting kind of late in the evening, and the moon was just bright and full, you know, and it was calm, you know, not a breath of wind. You know, we could hear the water through the woods, coming in through the woods. You know, we could hear it, but didn't see it, you see. We were rushing so much. We rushed over there. People were over there already, people that... Either way, they ran towards the mill side, where the mill is, Del Valle's mill. I ran, Mary, Nomuk used to be their place. And, they had a car over there. Well, some of the, Willis had a car then, yeah, that's right. He was behind and he got caught.
Yeah.
Tide come in and tipped him. They jump off the car and the car roll over to the lake.
Yeah.
Rolling like a barrel. And they made it to our place.
We had to let them change, you know, they got wet.
Yeah.
I said, hurry up, Dad is going to come in again. If you better change your clothes and we'll go up the hill.
Yeah.
And people didn't get a chance to take any groceries with them from the other side. And we had a, what we call a squeech, Easter bread, and all the canned stuff we took, and we fed the people up on the hill. And we carried that lemon pie around, and we were going to go down again, and I slipped and I fell and broke it. It was Pyrex plating, broke it. We didn't get to have the lemon pie. And then what was it, 2 days we were up on the hill. And people wondered, and then when the Coast Guard flew by, they must have said, I guess they're up on the hill. We didn't have any radio, you know, to let them know, you know, that we're up on the hill.
There was another warning, that's why we stayed two days. But I said, try to save my boat.
Yeah.
We were in the lower spot up on the hill there. Boys were up higher, you know, they could get around. So one of the boys, two of the boys would come, said they could see the boat down there. Who was it? Juan de Luquin Jr. used it for crabbing. They just delivered and made it home. And on the way, they broke the rudder. No more rudder. So, his cousin, Harry, towed him in, and as soon as they got in, he just threw the little anchor out and rushed ashore in the skiff. So, worrying about their family, you know, thought they got lost.
Right.
Know? Yeah, so they went toward the other way, instead of our way, too. So, they said, the boys ran down, your boat is still out there, Jack, still anchored up. Other boats are rolling. My boat was just where you left it with the little anchor.
Huh.
Yeah, something saved. I think something saved. Yeah. Was still floating. Wasn't busted. But it was bent in, the planking was bent in.
The what?
But not bad enough to sink it.
The planking?
Planking was bent in, yeah.
Oh.
It broke the planking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, cracked it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then I put, when everything was all right, and we towed it with the skiff.
Uh-huh.
We had to pump the water out. Of course, the water was up to the engine. And so we put a piece of plywood on the passage of the plywood and used it all winter like that. Yeah. Other boats, their valley's boat was rolling like a barrel. Other boats went ashore and, oh, it was a terrible sight. Yeah.
Drainage. So just drifted out and that movie house went down too, it was drifting a lot.
Oh yeah, they just got done with the new building, the community hall. The people chipped in or something, the community hall there. And therefore somebody was going to show that crucifixion.
Ten Commandments.
Yeah. And that's why we were rushing for it. And at that time, it was tidal wave or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the families didn't know if their kids were alive or not. They were on our side. Some went to the mill, and they didn't know if their kids were alive or what.
Mm-hmm.
School teachers were the ones that they said, "You just come on up. We'll find your mom after the tide gets over." And then, we didn't have an electricity in the park, and we didn't have any running water. At least we had a creek on our side.
Uh-huh.
But on the south side, they had wells
where
they got their water. No electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have any washing machines. We used to use stubs and scrub by washboard. Did our own laundry.
You had a gas washer.
Afterwards, yeah, you got a gas washer.
When we got a little plant like that one there, diesel one though, but 3,000 watts that used to operate.
Well, I'm talking about before then,
and
then there was no Clark stain clothes. We used to just put soap and lay them on the ground, and the sun would bleach them and get all those stains on.
Mm-hmm.
All the debris was floating out. You should see that oil drums and boats and skiffs. And you go for cook out there by the Hog Island. Stuff people that washed away from the yards, some houses. One house I saw come by the graveyard, I was wondering, whose house is that? You could see more light night of what's going on out there. You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Must have been Billy Anderson's house. Floated and drifted out.
Oh gosh.
You know that stuff never come back to Fog Neck or anywhere here on these beaches?
Mm-hmm.
Where it ended, you know where they ended? Barren Islands.
And the Barren Islands?
Barren Islands. That's where they ended up. All the junk stuff there.
Huh.
Yeah. That's what the Mennonite guy said. He took a picture of it. When they flew over it, all these stuff that washed away from Kodiak, Yuzinki, Fog Neck, washed out there.
Yeah?
Yeah. I saw, I don't know whose house was, it's Jew's house or their house. Or there was a house in that little stretch, with the light on.
Yeah.
I brought some equipment, army equipment.
Yeah.
People lost that up there also. Harbor houses drift out. And so they hired me. They didn't pay me. They asked me to, if I could haul the stuff over there, like food
and
tents, big tents. Some people didn't have houses there, no place to stay. Yeah. And the flat was clean where there used to be houses. You know, I remember before that, the way I used to fish over there, you know, in that area. And so brought them oil, fuel, as much as the boat can hold, my little boat, you know, it was a 36-foot boat, load her up. And I unloaded there, and they wanted, refrigerator, Chinook, big one, take it to Akiak. That was a long run. So I could, well, okay. I took a load from Old Harbor, Nunyamuk, Kajukwakadun. They come back again and they wanted to make me another trip, take some more stuff. I said, no, I'm not getting paid for this, no. You could take them some other way, I guess, some way. It's too far. It's far, I think it's far from Old Harbor. Yeah. So we went back, and on the way, the weather was bad. And we saw lumber on the beach. Old Harbor's people lose. Oh, there was some come out from Shearwater. Shearwater.
Yeah, I was in Old Harbor too when that happened.
Yeah. Shearwater, that's where the, a bunch of nice first 2x4s, I figured I put the, no, I better not. It's somebody else, belonged to someone else, you know. We anchored way before weather, you know. Wind died down, so we come around to Kodiak and to Port Lage. So I got back to Port Lage, and we, that former BIA foreman, I guess it was. They, of course, they were talking to each other from the Akiak or Old Harbor to Port Lyons, and they said, if I should go and get, they were short of material. There were 2 boats loaded with plywood, smaller boats than mine, so I loaded both of them to my boat, you know, and took it all, but the boat was full. But anyhow, I took them all, and I radioed over to Port Lage. I had the radio in my boat, and asked this man, you know, foreman, whoever he was, Al, his name was Al Long, and I told him, I asked the boys first, from Old Harbor, I knew the boys, you know. Did they pay you bringing this here as far as here? To Kodiak? Yeah, $300 a piece, a boat. Yeah, they get paid. Well, therefore, what am I doing for running my boat for nothing, all this labor and helping them? And I told this foreman, you know, and we cannot pay you, we cannot do that. BIA, government money. So, well, your plywood is not getting there without pay. I told him. Then he talked for a while, and quietened down for a while. He said, come back again, and he said, well, we'll finish your house in the case when you bring the plywood, a material, which they did. They did finish the house. They didn't put no lining on it inside and big models of, of course, they left the material there, and some, not quite enough. So he fooled me. By the time they quit, I guess the money, $1 million was gone, you know, what they used. They hired real carpenters, BIA, you know, well, know how to build the homes, you know, and stuff like that. Before they had these Mennonites, they call them, mm-hmm. volunteers.
Right.
To work 2 weeks at a time. About 50 people this week, next week 50 more coming, and these people that work go back out home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were from all over the states down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how most of them were Mennonites, mm-hmm. they called it. Yeah, Mennonites, I believe. So that's the way we got help. So they used to send me for oil, you know. They had little power machines there. So used the electric power, tools,
mm-hmm.
tools. They used tools. They cut them up there. They were cut, they were ready cut the houses. They had to cut them to make these, how do you call it?
Rafters,
struts, and beams, and stuff mm-hmm. like that. They had one guy, two guys, three guys cut them.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then for one house all cut up, they go to work and work on that one. That's
right.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't ready cut. They weren't mm-hmm. ready cut. They had to cut them up
mm-hmm.
to work. Because different size of house.
Uh-huh.
Couples, we were lucky to get the full size house.
Mm-hmm.
Because Freddie was with us, we need 2 bedrooms. Us and Freddie,
mm-hmm.
of course, they said they build a 4-bedroom, 2 on each end, and a living room in the middle.
Right.
Kitchen, of course, on the back side. That's how they planned. But Freddie and I decided to make a little dining room in there too. Mm-hmm. So that's how we moved it. Other partition, instead of here, I moved it back here and made this room a little dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, yeah, the longer part, we moved this part that way. This longer part we put it down for living room. That's the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Port Billy and got plywood, 2x4s. You know. Mm-hmm. They were building at Port Billy every day. A new building would come up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, they had lumber like that, you know. And the credit was good there mm-hmm. year round. So I finished the house up like that. But they never paid me. They hate to pay me there for some reason. But they pay the others. If they can't pay the others, why didn't they pay me? You see?
Yeah.
Too much going on between the, how do you call it? They made a, like the board of some kind,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we could get money from the government.
Yeah.
Like cigarette money or
right.
shoes money or jacket money or something like that. But the grub was don't have been supplied by government.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, grub. But we had to have little money, to spending money. So I used to write checks for them. People that worked there with our local people. So I went to Port Billy with that. The bookkeeper said, "You write checks, Johnny? You write these gumbo checks? Somebody cashed a check over there."
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there was no store, no place to cash over there unless they took them to the bank, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was no store there. Everything washed away.
Hmm.
Oh, there's something new that I'm just making checks now.
Yeah.
government checks at that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, endorsed by me.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Yeah.
The paymaster, like Robbie.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
right.
Pay the workers.
Yeah.
Not much, but what was it? About 150 a piece a month, you know, just spending money. For like people that smoke.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Wine, stuff like that.
Huh.
But the groceries were free. Yeah. Yeah, we had a cook. Johnny Larson cooked.
Uh-huh.
John Larson cooked.
Party will get rough.
Sarah cooked there first in the
so
night.
I thought you guys were setting up the place.
We're sitting here.
We're
telling stories for
Well, Robbie wants us to, one of the things she wants us to talk about this summer is the earthquake. So that's what JP was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about that quake, how it happened, when it happened. It was a good day, it was a nice day. And now we wondered what happened down low, you know, coming down from the mountain, and we had a piece of pie, well, a bunch of people like that. You try to share that piece of pie, that's enough for all of them, you know. Nobody had in mind of taking groceries, something to eat up there, sandwich or something, they all go hungry.
Yeah.
And we were baking that pie with her. And, no, you're showing it to the people, even if it's too little, it won't go around. And then you walk down holding it.
I slipped and fell, and it was fire rest and a rope.
There goes the level meringue pot. And it broke anyhow, it had a glass container. It broke on the ice anyhow. It was slick. In the springtime, snow got melted and sun, you know, shine on it, get icy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that. So we went down. Our water didn't reach our. Maybe that far from to the wall, our house.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big long leg down there, that one that says people sit on, one like that one, maybe bigger, was there right from the doorway there.
Mm-hmm.
How it, tide brought it in. Well, we look, what shall we do? Well, it's wood for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to saw it there. Next time we went down there, it was gone. Mm-hmm. It was way over the other place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have tied it up there. God made me some wood and I didn't accept it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had our freezer was underwater. Of course, we dried it up and made it work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie and I, my boy, he went to school engineering, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we also dried up the generator.
Mm-hmm.
You run off?
I'm checking the tape here.
We dried that out and made use, started all over again. So we were lucky we didn't lose much. We didn't lose our boat.
Yeah.
And we didn't lose no much grocery circuitry.
Uh-huh.
Not even flour. Flour escaped. The boys were strong, you know, and they pushed it up in the attic, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, see that how our flour got saved.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And our home was nice and dry.
Uh-huh.
That's how a lot of people come down and have something hot, you know,
uh-huh.
to survive on, you know, mm-hmm. what we had. We didn't have much then in the springtime, you know, mm-hmm. we were kind of short of groceries, and then I'd go grocery up Kayak Fisheries,
mm-hmm.
up Port Bailey. I ran out of cash, you know, and, mm-hmm. and my credit was good there all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Any time I need groceries, they told me to come up here, grocery up.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty handy for me, you know. And therefore, I made a trip there and bought some groceries. And we shared the hot water, whatever we had with the families.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to drive a while, some of them loved everything.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes, food, know-how. See, that's
right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then decided to move. That's when you guys went to Kishuyak to look for a place where you could move. You guys wanted a boat harbor. That's how come we ended up in Portland.
Not really a boat harbor. We had a boat harbor there in the Fognak. We did stay over there.
Mm-hmm.
The back bay they called
yeah.
it. Kangiangjuk.
Uh huh.
Yeah. We called it. And we went to Danube Bay, Letnik. No, we took a boat, then we crossed to, they happened to think of Anton's Bay there,
mm-hmm.
Lachton Bay. And then, no. Kishuyak, no. And along to Majiksikak, where we live now.
Mm-hmm.
Along there. Well, we saw the flood up there pretty high. We were scared of the water too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had to try to build high.
Yeah.
After the destruction we had. And, then people decided, let's move to Portland. They called it Port Lions now. We named it. And that's where the airplanes land, you know, where the airplanes land.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, they started clearing. That's where the houses were going to be.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So, therefore, a guy came, head guy from BIA or surveyor or somebody, came, told us it's going to cost quite a bit of money to fill a big draw like that there in order to spread the houses, you know,
mm-hmm.
up there. So, well, people had to quit clearing the place.
Mm-hmm.
They cleared it quite a bit, you know,
mm-hmm.
already. Knocked the tree down and everything.
Mm.
And therefore, Oscar was Ellison was a chairman for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they took a skiff and rowed up towards and bite ahead there. So they discovered a creek there pouring out pretty strong. So that guy surveyor must have told him, "Here you are. You guys could have your water power."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we moved from where the airport is in further and started knocking trees there. That's
yeah.
where it's situated there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And the Lions come in, Lions Club, and they help. That's how we named it after them. Port Lion. It
right.
had ports for the Wakefield,
mm-hmm.
and it had a harbor. They,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, they were supposed to build a harbor.
They, yeah.
So we named it that. Some people told me they thought we named it after these animals.
Mm.
Sea lions.
Oh, I see.
Port Lions. Mm-hmm. We named it after the people that helped us push along the work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lions Club.
Right.
International, Lions International.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all them guys used to come and have meeting in on what mm-hmm. else we'll need. And I put us to Lions Club. We used to pay $20 a month, Lions. I belonged to Lions then.
Uh-huh.
But I quit paying. Everybody got away from me. Not too many willing to pay.
Oh, uh-huh.
You got to pay for that club.
Right.
Different kind of club, yeah.
Yeah.
From Elk Club and Lions Club.
Right, yeah.
All the clubs, yeah.
Uh-huh.
At first they tried to borrow money from the bank. Tried to build a... Bank didn't accept the club borrowed.
Hmm.
Yeah. They couldn't get the money. So they donated the money as much as they could. Well, they're the ones that started it. See,
mm-hmm.
they got $80,000 to start to begin with. But all the material was donated by just other states from like Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So, like there. So they were pretty good help, and the help that come from Mennonites, and they help volunteer help.
Mm-hmm.
That was, and toward the last, they had a hard time getting material enough to build a house, so BIA dropped in,
uh-huh.
got in there, put $1 million in, and that's how they finished the village.
Uh-huh.
Everybody got to get their house.
Right.
Yeah.
And different ones had told us, why did you guys leave such a pretty place? You guys would have just moved the north end further up, you know.
That's what the Russians are doing. They're building higher up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could have built a road to Back Bay, made a harbor out of that. Good
mm-hmm.
harbor there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no. Oh, you wrote it down.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I wonder what that word means.
I wonder. Masik-sik-hak. Well, there's another place that sounds similar. Masik-sik. That's Onion Bay.
Masik-sik. Una Masik-sik.
Uh-huh.
Hak Una.
Uh-huh.
Shik to Una.
Uh-huh.
Onion.
Right, yeah.
Masik-sik.
Right.
Masik-sik-hak.
Right. Uh-huh.
Mm.
So.
I wonder if it's one of lost words.
Yeah, I don't know what...
What was it you wanted to know a while ago?
Holy.
Yeah.
How you said holy in
Navajo. How do you say holy in Navajo?
No,
I don't think there's any. Most... Holy matrimony. In Russia.
Holy Malkai.
Holy...
That's Christian.
Christian. Christian. Holy is. Well, that is not my He was a real old man, my godfather. He teach me how to read the Natu Yao Taka Nati Step Chekakamis Kuma. She was invited so many times, she didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know, she talked to me in Anchorage, she didn't know she was supposed to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, she didn't know that I was going to have her for partner, help mm-hmm. her. I helped the elders when they forget how to say the words,
mm-hmm.
what they mean, I help them in Oak Harbor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they help me.
Yeah.
That's how we are. We speak in Aleut in Oak Harbor all the time.
Uh-huh.
I don't hardly speak in English.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
Macrina Peterson too would be good.
Yeah.
Shukchun Yuwala. This is Mishun in Unuwal. I start laughing. Mama was waiting for you. I used to let her talk and then wait for her to get her memory back. That's what I did. And we were talking in Aleut. Both Harbor me cook, but the lap paluli.
Oh.
Yeah, Mama, she was real sweet. I was looking for her. They came and got me. Your mom is missing. Oh, I was just upset. There was you, Bakhtara. Kinama could 20 sugar dicks. That be good. I got that. But do my hog. You know, seal. It's got to be sealed when they're like that, you know, until they investigate and find out, see how she died.
So
arms were black and blue. From the, we thought it was from there. Oh, I cried when they found her. They came and got me. I was up in the hill. I was thinking maybe grandma's doing it can a. They used to rape them. They covered their babies with straw. Mom was telling me, straw and a baby don't. This got the other kind of straw. The bit that covered the beef bit. That was real bad. Yeah, I used to sit with her, wait for her. And one time, we went to bed towards the evening, we warmed up something. I went there in the evening, but the other time when I sat down with her, you know, she was talking like she didn't make any sense, so I waited for her to get her memory back. I didn't laugh or anything. I took my time. So we went to bed, and she told me, Papa, shum lum tkhne kawah kod and kawah yukud. Huipi wak jaga. Da wa janik bni natkhme kawah tikwanga sen kaw tkhne. As natkhme kawah tikwanga. Do mi yu patanga kawah yakhe dudin. Kamal kawah yakhe dwa. Kawah. Kawakiyatrangulam, you know, she had that and her dad's.
She had Alzheimer's.
Yeah, she was getting them.
She did have Alzheimer's.
Yeah. I used to leave her alone and let her wait for her to get her memory back. Unwami makbak janga kawak katak lule kawak pian swanga. I couldn't sleep. You know, I kept an eye on her because she wasn't feeling well.
You're the oldest from family.
Yeah.
You're the oldest from family.
Iwak takika kalakan akhirat. My sisters used to come and get me when she gets sick.
I know you have brothers.
Well, she's
got your brother. Christian good.
Florence, I'm Kasusnaki, Danoha, or the oldest boy.
Mm-hmm.
Florence, I'm a good.
Oh.
A Konuk, Florence.
Yeah, they had an older sister, but she died.
Lisa.
Oh, older.
Mm-hmm. Older than yeah. Emily, and then my husband, oh. Ralph, and then Emily.
He loved you so much, he told me. That time I came for Raymond's funeral, he stopped me in the corridor. He said, Emily, are you going back already? I said, no, Ralph. I said, I'm going to go up to Mary Jean's for a while. He talked to me in the corridor, in Mom's corridor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, for today, maybe something else, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Ahulanak kuliya kwapitak. Ahulanak nun yamitang nakik usihangama. Kasi aling skunki good. Ya unglucan yat ni track kaitang haluki. Unukumi ashilok. Together, you know, it's got to ikna ikkohulki. The mouth of Umiakto kasit asat makutwani nakiniki baskat tukosat war kangata World War II ikko kangata tangyo jump ni tang takit. Kamlok na sunitan, you know Kamlok.
Kamlok.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wolfert Alexandra.
Oh. It's your mother. Kamlok Bakhtak.
Tamak put Kamlok. Usisha Hongama. Tamak put Kamlok. Ikna Nayokyakluli. Lakun Manakya Nayokyakluli. Angit kerana tuna cakap makan komasnya tu kena malik lugu, damak, but we lost him. He saw a person and he followed him.
Damak lugu, syukur damak lugu.
Syuk malik lugu. Nat ningi sinan and he walked. He finally, yeah.
She was a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She was a real pretty woman he followed when he went hunting. I hear stories about that area, Middletown.
Yeah.
Town. A foolish little
watch. I took not a listen. They should let him come, look. He alluded to say, not you what
I
he gives me rides, you know, to have everybody. Does come and pick me up, even our Maria.
Wilfred Alexander, if he would come, he's shy, but Wilfred is, he's very
nice. Around women's, he is.
Yep, I remember Wilfred when I was there.
So he got lost that way?
Yeah, he went out hunting.
He followed, he followed this Florence that I said a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard it was a real pretty
woman. He must have had some kind of a hallucination or somebody actually was there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing that story. Mm-hmm. That's one location. We were fishing together with my stepdad, you know, I was small, about 13, I guess. And he ran up the woods. He saw his girlfriend. Girlfriend wasn't there. He was home. He started and chased her way up inland. She was ahead of him all the time, like she said. And finally come to, where am I? The girl disappeared. His girlfriend. Yeah. Herman Malutin's sister, Irene, they used to call him. That he had a hard time finding his way back, but he found it back.
Come look, Pianak Nalipina skit. Tamahan, if I win Nalipina head,
like you said,
we set a prayer for him.
Malik Kahalukutukulakina.
It goes.
You are the trainer, Lenin. I'm hoping I need to go now. Do much to me. Good, I can't even come back and yet she died. I wonder what it is.
I don't
seizure,
know.
Some kind of seizure.
I don't know. I never seen things.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have the experience like that.
Yeah.
Jamming what about the Kachiko?
Yeah.
You're talking about Afondi Lukin?
Yeah. Yeah. Before he got married to this to her sister.
Did he marry his sweetheart, Irene?
He had seizures like that. I guess they call it seizure.
Seizures?
Your eyes see something. And
Yeah,
maybe you're
hallucination?
Thinking too much of somebody you love or something. Oh. Like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Nunyami daten sich illet knatterlich. So namen nu tachach nama nunyamak. Unuhumis kachbachta. Du mi makt halswanga. Ekina so kalchichbachta. Ikna umlum kettini. Adakuku anwachtanga. Ala bach. Kapra moet nog balletjes, ki moet nog pachtaga, nak pachta, nasun niet aan kona suk. Huipi wachta, aha, piana knawig manahuskio, pitoch bagasja. Akil huludeng nun jamak, deetastit sun naman pitoch ja toch huludeng. Grosvi saapeng huludeng ahunanak. Ahunanak. Hospital but piada kahu aksinya jali tabak but kagwak tabak nangi dia siago mak aksinya nasunskan
aksinya
ya kuim nit ya ama estohani e paklu kutis ya kuim nikulahi umas ya ayat aku kukewek you know kulahi siau now chakens kakisen yuska amit kloko apaktanga imli una katano hangtuk na yokoni ta na yoksikti kamgen tunan tangek kreno matya kanani pito kuhni at angi kami tamakpaksta tehkanani at akuku palutuski miupaktanga Parustu yamanak ngak tonilko akahu maluli dokum kasakam nak kanak ikina pililulik sokkaman. I forgot how to call plants. He was the planted, you know, that Russian woman that used to live in Mission Road.
Mm.
Naida was her name.
Oh.
Naida. Not this one.
Mm.
And she pulled all her plants out, her vegetables.
Uh-huh.
And they bought... No. Kasakak, I don't know her last name.
Uh-huh.
She was real sweet.
Uh-huh.
She told me... I went and talked to her. And she said she's not going to do nothing to her. She said... I said that she tried to go see Baraskuya, Polly Swenson, and she rolled down the hill.
Oh.
She said, Baraskuya.
And her name was Aksinya?
Aksinya, yeah.
Aksinya Penajan.
Penajan.
Yeah.
Aksinya, that sounds familiar, but it's a good pleasure.
She died a few years ago.
Cancer, look. Ushakka. Plain manakwalekta kununyamikolahiu malwa. Dairy ma deski plain mikun ahuski sunaman. That was the last I seen of her. She died at the ANS, I think, one of the hospitals. There was real old ladies. They used to wear real long dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember. I remember Philip Jackwock's mom and dad.
Mm.
I remember them. Mom used to go and have tea after church. She'd go and visit them. He was a reader in church.
Yeah.
It's kind of cold. There's
a regulator down here.
It is. I could hear the.
Yeah.
I Jeff would have come easy knock about the yokto. Nun yaman to kaku de chicken. Refuge rocks. Refuge rocks and kakit katukhamda kaniak haman kaki kisin yuski nga kui nunyak miu nunu takalik niluki kuliyangok yukata makutwani older ones in refuge rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Don't
you close this? No, it's
okay. I got it. Mr. Shamanic, my mama. I don't know
what my mama was. What is shamanics? Shamanics are something that they wish. Or something. Makrinam tukuwalak miyo kukinga. Kinamasak samani kaina hanga tatnu pakna huanga. She had this rash that comes out.
Mdaklugu.
Yeah, tatnu miyak tukaina siya. Tukuwalak miyo kukinga. Tatnu. Kinamasak samani. What is samaris? Samani. The ones that...
No, no, whatever was walking under the skin like a spider. I've seen it. My mama showed me under the skin. So it feels like it's a spider walking inside. So, and that Well, she needs Sunday call, you know, that Jesus did.
Yeah.
And then Ananda must have told my sister went over, and then Ananda must have said, tell your mother to take her t-shirt, undershirt off and turn it over and take it to church and wipe it over that when she needs it. And then she can rub it all over her body and put that back on. And that thing disappeared. He forgave her in his own way. She wanted forgiveness from that Ananda. Mm-hmm. Konstantin Chernikov, it was his name. Mm. But they used to call him Ananda. They had a quail part names, Ananda, whatever part of Ananda it was.
No, I don't know about that. This is just his nickname. Some, oh, they love one like you know.
And,
well, that time we had whale or animal names. This is breast part of a whale. Artek is a sea. No. Seal. Fur seal.
Oh, fur seal.
Yeah, kitak is a whale.
Oh.
Kitak.
Yeah. They were from Lillafognak. All those people.
Yeah.
That's another one that tortured my mama.
Oh.
The whaler, they say the whalers are.
Kitak.
Bigger than the shaman, higher rating.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mom used to say, when she was suffering, you know, I see this old man standing right in front of the bed where she was sick.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, he never come to a family. He died in his old place, middle of family.
Mm-hmm.
He never come. If he did come, maybe he could have got her well.
Mm-hmm.
She got to be there personally to get her well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
I told you about the one guy grabbed the mouth back.
Yeah.
It was coming out of the shaman's. Anyhow, punishment anyway, because she didn't want to marry that man. And he shamanized her and suffered. Like this woman said, everything was crippled. She,
mm-hmm.
Crippling kind.
Mm-hmm.
So another guy come in and visit the... See how she is? He met the... This adult animal, like mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In the air and got in his hand. Before they used to save urine,
mm-hmm.
you know, soap.
Right.
Wash clothes,
mm-hmm.
and lots of acid. And dunk it in there into that and kill it.
Uh-huh.
When you do that, you say,
maybe I'll make
the
it
guy
for
get
your
sick.
Office. Put it in your office.
The guy gets sick.
Yeah.
He said,
the other one away.
He named the guy that caught him.
When Eileen was stitching.
That he'll die now.
Oh.
He caught his spirit.
What?
Spirit. Of
uh-huh.
some,
yeah. uh-huh.
some kind
yeah.
of spirit. Yeah. Some odd spirit.
Uh-huh.
Power. So he went to this guy that caught this animal needle. And he went to him. He knew that he was doing something to the woman.
Mm-hmm.
So he got him to get her well.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman got well after him, but he died. See,
mm-hmm.
his spirit was dumped in the urine. He killed him,
mm-hmm.
the guy.
Yeah.
But the woman got well because he forgave her.
Mm-hmm.
She got well. All the punishment. Yeah.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. how people were before, especially the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they old ones, if you have like, one of these people, I guess, mentioned about, if you have an axe,
add a saw,
you can marry this man. If you're
okay,
with Andrew,
you better go you see Darlene. Okay. Let's see how big is your. You got a lot of weaver, you
got
a hat. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, it'll turn like mine.
And the young lady, she's a marry an old man like me, a young girl, like, who wants to marry an old man? They're forced to marry because he is a good hunter. Or he has a sword or an axe or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when the old man dies, she marries who she wants, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
The old man's not going to live very long anyhow.
Yeah.
That must be some kind of. I wonder how the girl feel like marrying an old guy like that. You're not going to have fun anyway.
Yeah.
That's too old.
Yeah.
That was their belief.
Do you remember the name of the man who came in and found that mouse?
I never know what his name is. In the stories, they never mentioned his name. But then how the story went by, like that. But there was people like that. They say the whalers is higher ranking than the shaman.
Uh-huh.
They have respected each other. They respect each other.
So hollering.
They respect the whalers because I guess they had more power or something.
Mm-hmm.
They use it for hunting mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that, like I said, these some pretty girls, you know, don't want to marry old people, you know, kind of elderly. They do something to them, like punish them.
Mm-hmm.
Cripple them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, evil spirit get into them. That's how they do it. They get through to, that's why the girl married the man whether she wants to or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because there were a lot of people were, they teach one another.
Mm-hmm.
Teach one another. One guy, Ananda, tried to teach me how to use
That
spirit, you know. Because he was pretty good at it. He knew what he was going to catch.
Mm-hmm.
When they're in the hunt, he knew the game was on this weapon, a trap or something.
Mm-hmm.
How he did, I don't know, every time he was correct.
Mm.
Yeah, he dreamed about them or something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were hunting, my brother Pat and I were hunting. There was that. They used to be jealous of their hunting places.
Right.
And we were, we went there, after he come home, we didn't tell where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
But we headed right for Mama Straits because I was there before hunted. I knew the places, animal layouts, you know, holes and dens and stuff like that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we figured, well, make sure we'll get something, you know, from there, set our traps there. But I told my brother, leave things alone just the way he left them. Don't touch them even. He left the structures and stuff in Barabar. I knew where Barabar was. I was there before. I helped building that Barabar, build a new one from the old one. So one of these days we woke up, it must have been fresh snow last night, and we thought to ourselves, let's check the landowner den out there, see if the article went into it. If they did, we'll smoke them out and shoot mm-hmm. them when they jump out. So we did that. We went there. We know the tracks were leading into the holes, and then no tracks coming out. Mm-hmm. I figured they were in the hole. So we were going to go there, but then the tide was too high. When they leap right to the water, they wouldn't have a chance to shoot one. You know? Mm-hmm. So we waited till went back to Barabri, and sun was shining, a nice day, you know, after the snow on the ground. And pretty soon we knew when the tide would be just right to go there, and we took some little dry grass, you know, put a little fire in the hole so they could walk out of there. So in the meantime, the water was still moving quite a bit. It was hitting the bluff. And we waited till the wave got smaller coming in, you know, mm-hmm. to run, you know, just
get
a short
some
way.
Nice jacket
mm-hmm. So, well, he ran first, and I ran right behind him, and before the wave caught us. So, just as I cleared the runway, a great big rock fell right behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I told my brother, you see that? The devil work didn't work. Devil, he tried to, I don't know, tried to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
If we went there, he laid a rock there. Now there was no earthquake, nothing. Why did the rock have to slide down?
Mm-hmm.
No earthquake, fine weather, and that rock slid down, just smoke, a big one, big, way high. We would have had survived, no, mm-hmm.
right.
We'd been crushed to a little bones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, they know how to trick the person, yeah,
mm-hmm.
but his trick didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, he missed us.
Right.
Yeah, like I said, the guy grabbed a little animal like that there. Now that was him. His
mm-hmm.
spirit, that was his power doing it. He checked on his patient.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
see, like that. All kinds of ways of taking a person, you know.
Oh.
So he hurt himself or something like it. Well, I don't know what power it is, but it's power.
Mm-hmm.
They used it, but nowadays nobody has used the stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody go whale hunting. The last time we got whales from somebody from Old Harbor used to be a whaler. Ben Craft used to buy a blubber. From there, from Old Harbor, Mavis, the boat named Mavis, Ben's craft boat. He used to bring Kimak, Maktak, whatever they call it.
Nunyami whaling station on Kashid. Port Harbor, they had a whaling station.
Port Harbor,
yeah.
But they had. Ketchup for the eating too.
Stories about him. Just don't look, Kaiser J. Yucht after the Achot sunk Niluke.
Oh.
Kaiser J. Yucht after.
Achot sunk the Kaji Gandunya Armut last time. Amun Achot sunk the Achot Suluk. Dakota, in New England, whaling station for Harbor Pisca, New England, England, Pisca, Dakota. So, Dakota, let me ask that woman in Abbey, Kim Makabakta, Maktek, Eskimo Maktek Makabakta, Makteka Makteka.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mir blabberna toy. Bed one barrel hutita tamag. Nunyam.
Yeah.
Lafkama gikslubu. No.
Usish hahoga mamma mam kulahita good. She was a real close friend of these people that watched the whaling station. She had a baby whale in the alcohol. They said that's the one that made him sick. I don't know what, but they used to say that there was people in Wales.
Achut.
Achut.
Oh, achut. Ah. Achut song tachni luki.
Yeah, song tachni luki. We have a lot of them in Old Harbor. One time they came right into the bay in Old Harbor. They were going up north. See, we have shallow and narrows. We have these real big tides. We were watching them. They have their little babies with them. They were going up
with them. Mama Shuwilka.
It was 2 years ago.
Oh.
They came from South End. It popped at Nunyaman. That narrows gun. There was a whole bunch of them. They came real close to the dark priest. We call the dark priest. They came from outside and we seen them coming in. They came real close to our dock. We were watching them in Baslin Beach. My son took me out on a picnic. We went to Baslin Beach. Why do they come real close to the shore? Baslin Beach me.
Follow the feed.
Or they are clean, they said somebody was...
I thought she was going to swallow a big chunk of them, little bit of food, like big animal eat little bit of food, like quail feed they call it.
Oh, you're turning it up.
Same thing with my crocheting. My weaving is the same way. I crochet real neat, but
Did you want to take a break and get something to drink or something? Did you want to get something to drink? Or coffee or something?
Yeah, I think they're wet. Be sure it's wet there.
Okay, what kind? You like grape or
It doesn't make any difference. As long as it's a pop. Take a break.
Did
you shut this off?
I'm going to do that.
Oh, thank you.